In the market for premium dice and accessories? Look no further than MetallicDiceGames.com for all your gaming needs. Save 10% off your purchases by using the promo code RBP10 at checkout. Check out the fantastic selection of dice and accessories today and use the promo code RBP10 to save 10% off any purchase anytime. Happy gaming from the Rancor's Brothel. Enjoy the show.
Hello, dear listeners. We wanted to give you a slightly different intro to this one before getting to the actual intro of the game. This game comes with a bit of a trigger warning. Needless to say, it is not for children. This game is a bit darker than most of our other Call of Cthulhu scenarios and comes with a mature content warning. Please be aware that this game contains mature themes including drugs, sex, sex magic, prostitution, sexual murder, and all manner of sexual practices are at least touched on. If this is not your type of game, please feel free to listen to any of our other shows. We completely understand. Thank you for listening.
The Rancor's Brothel presents Berlin, the Wicked City. Devil eats flies.
Do the ASMR. Do it.
Oh, right. Somebody tooted.
Probably him.
No, it's not me.
So, you guys read an article.
Please lead off that way, by the way.
Yeah, don't put that out.
Someone tooted. Amy.
No. So you guys read an article with some curious old biddies at the garden about duchess. It is somewhere on the table. If you want to reread it, you're welcome to it.
Oh, wait. There was an actual thing?
There was
a handout for it.
Somewhere.
This one?
Yeah, it should be smaller, yeah.
I can't read this.
It's a crazy little font. I didn't make these. These came with
it. It's gray on like a pinkish orange background.
My printer did not do a good job of making that a parchment.
Wait, did
color.
We already read it?
We did, but feel free.
Oh, we read it out loud?
Yeah, but go ahead. That way the listeners can get a good recap.
Fine. Grand Duchess Anastasia, alive and well in Berlin? The city's white Russian. Oh. God, I love a white Russian. Community is humming with the news that, yeah, we read this. This is old.
Anastasia might be alive.
As soon as you started it, I remembered what was read. And I was like, oh, yeah. That's why I got my theory. This is old.
Listeners, we are sorry that we are wasting your time.
Are we?
Well, because you read that's where my theory came from.
Presumably you have time to waste, but still I feel bad.
Well, they're listening to this show, so.
Yeah.
Well, you probably read it better than I would, because I was like, wait, what the f*** does that say?
To be fair, most of us are like that with this.
Truth. Now we're just reading it silently, listeners. It's kind of fun.
Okay, I'll read
it's
it.
Even better when
the city's
silent.
White Russian. Oh, I love white Russians. Community is humming with the news that a woman claiming to be the Grand Duchess Anastasia Romanov is living here in Berlin. The woman, who calls herself Anna Tchaikovsky, was recently released from the Dahldorf Asylum in... What?
Because I make him listen
remanded
to
into the care of Baron Arthur von Kleist, who served the Tsar honorably as the chief of police of Russian Poland until the revolutions of 1917 forced him to flee, like many of his compatriots, to Germany. Miss Tchaikovsky, who is said to resemble the Grand Duchess in appearance and bearing, was admitted to Dahldorf in 1920. Yeah, I remember all this. Having lost her wits in a fall into the Landwehr Canal in February of this year. She claims that her memory is slowly returning to her, although many details remain unclear. Oh, I don't remember that. Maybe my memory is gone. The Baron, who resides in a spacious third-floor apartment in Sumanthema in Farmerstock 11, asks that the public respect Miss Tchaikovsky's privacy at this time as he attempts to help sort out the truth.
If we hadn't already lost our German listeners.
Yeah, seriously.
I think I nailed it.
Let me see.
Let's give it to the person who speaks German.
Is it Sauvignon Blanc?
It's probably not that.
considering that's French, I think.
Yes.
All white wine tastes the same.
You take that back.
I will not.
Wow. It's just spicy grape juice.
Sauvignon Platz.
It's telling when even the person who speaks German is having difficulty.
Sorry, so it's spelled S-A-V-I-G-N-Y.
Savigny.
Savigny.
L-A-T-Z.
Savigny Platz.
Savigny Platz.
Savigny Platz.
Not even going to try.
That seems
accurate. Funny. You and I have both work in science fields. We can pronounce ridiculous words, but that one, don't get.
No.
Yep.
So it's Sauvignon Blanc.
Nope.
Apparently, Latin base is much easier than other languages.
Yes, true.
Oh, man.
As far as I know, you're still standing in a garden.
With a bunch of dolls and gnomes put back.
Are the Karens still there?
Yeah, you guys swiped the paper from the Karens. Or they handed it to you.
We're the manager.
Pulling Erwin around.
We're the manager now.
Okay. If I remember correctly.
Okay. So where...
Oh, and Lottie is super scared of...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's terrified. I told you,
it's cool. I'm just having hallucinations.
Friedrich is terrified. Friedrich,
you terrified the shit out of Lottie.
He pulls a knife on her. Now, do you trust me? Is this a carpet ride? No,
he
said that
before he pulled the knife.
Yeah, is this a carpet ride?
Trust me?
We're good.
You pulled an Aladdin, and it didn't go well.
It did not go well. You did not take me on a magic carpet ride.
When does Aladdin hallucinate murdering prostitutes?
I missed that one. That's the real story. It's not the Disney.
That's the straight to
DVD. The annotated edition. It's in the annotated edition.
Yeah.
Aladdin 3.
I probably should have done this, but Lottie, why don't you roll sand for that?
I don't want to. 34.
Out of?
That's good. I don't know.
What's your sand?
Give me a second. God. 40.
You're passed. Gone. All
right.
Yay.
You're uncomfortable with it, but you don't lose anything.
She's seen some shit.
I'm really waiting for this sand loss because I've not really lost any. I
know. I'm so scared what this is going to bring because I haven't lost any either.
I've lost a whopping 2.
I've lost a 0.
3, my dudes.
I might have lost more and just didn't realize I did. Yeah, I'll find out when people tell me.
I'm doing pretty well.
Yeah, we both failed the roll.
So what's the plan? We're still trying to figure out where the one girl went, right? The one that we're thinking is the Anastasia?
Well, we think that she jumped off of a
bridge
after, and then was hospitalized, which sounds like this chick. So
yeah.
Seems like
she's still hospitalized. Yeah. Released.
She's being carried by
a Russian dude.
Cared for by the Baron.
Yes, we should probably go to the Baron.
Yeah, he lives at Sauvignon Blanc.
And have we figured out where that is on our fun little map that's been fixed of late?
It is actually about 1, 2, 3, 4 blocks west of Romanisha's Cafe. Okay.
So where we started?
Roughly around where you started. Yeah, nice. It's about 4 blocks from right where you started.
Ooh.
Is that a day's hike from here?
We have a car.
Yeah,
we have a car.
Yeah, you do have a car, one. Okay, but yes, you can get there.
Cut it down very to like a half a day's drive.
How do you think cars work?
How fast do you think people walk?
I don't know.
How slow do you think people walk?
If you're going for a nice stroll twirling your cane, it can take a while.
It's interesting that you say that, Frederick, as you take a ride in your car.
It's Lottie's car.
You get some weird vibes again.
One drive. Uh-oh.
It's another first-person vision.
Uh-oh.
As per the use.
Do you have control over yourself in this? Can you look at everything around you?
We will see.
You're riding in the back of an open-topped car. Your body, again, is not your own, but it is different than the ones you had in previous dreams and visions. Hmm. This time you're wearing a very fine tailored suit. The car's uniformed driver seems to be slowing down to cross a set of railroad tracks. And at that moment, another car pulls up alongside of you. There's a man in the car that you recognize. You recognize him as one of the, let's call them minions, that started the chaos at the cafe. This man leans out of the car out of the passenger window holding an MP-18 submachine gun. And he opens fire. And you feel every bullet ripping through your body. Tearing open your throat, smashing your spine. And then another man in the back seat of the adjacent car tosses something out into yours. And as you look on the floor, you see a potato masher grenade land between your feet. And just before the grenade goes off, you sort of awaken from your zone out state, drenched in sweat, convinced that you have been shot. Please roll sand.
Wait, where's 20. Frederick sitting in the car?
Yeah.
Is he behind Lottie? Because that would... We might wreck.
20. I passed.
You passed? That's still 1d3.
Ooh!
Baby!
That is deuce.
Okay. 2 sand lost to you, sir.
Sorry about your sand, bud.
It's okay. I don't need it.
Those of you who are sitting in the car with him that aren't driving... And are not in the front seat. I'm just going to assume you're in the back seat.
I assume Erwin would be in the front seat with Lottie, and I'd be in the back
seat. That's what I was thinking, because she's been very much like, you come here.
You,
She is your dominatrix now. You are, got it. You are just going to have to go with it.
Very much unsure of the situation.
You definitely notice Frederick once again zone out for a little while, and then come to, drenched in sweat. Feeling all over his body.
Yeah, I'll be patting down. I'll look at the floor.
Another vision?
Huh. Yeah. Yes.
What happened? What did you see?
Does the roof come off this car?
No.
No. Not on purpose.
I asked Lottie this.
Yeah, Lottie's like, no, why?
Would you like it to?
No, I wouldn't.
She just got very scared. She thought you were going to, like, put, like, Hulk
try,
man.
Try and force the roof off of the car. Off.
Now it does.
Modified.
I'll explain.
Inventor of the convertible right here.
I am the convertible. I convert car.
Convertible.
I was just killed. I was just shot to death, and there was a grenade.
Do you remember who killed you?
Who killed you?
What?
One of the men from the cafe.
One of the rabble rousers?
Yes. He raised rabble, but this time I was the rabble.
Oh, buddy. Well, I can assure you, you're safe. You're unharmed. You're with us.
Are we safe, though?
Lottie just Erwin takes your hand and squeezes it like, thank you.
As long as we stay in closed cars.
Okay.
And maybe away from train tracks.
I think
as you go over some tracks.
It's like as we go over tracks.
Lottie would purposefully do that.
It's Berlin. There's train tracks like everywhere.
So did I recognize on the tracks, like the crossing signs, were they in German? Was it Berlin?
Yeah, everything's in German, yeah. For sure.
Okay, so this wasn't Russian on the
No,
the signs
you definitely feel like you were in Berlin somewhere.
Okay.
You wouldn't be able to pinpoint it.
There's nothing,
especially with all the chaos that had just happened. You were more concerned with bleeding out and the grenade at your feet.
There's nothing that as I looked over as they pulled up, like I didn't recognize a building or some.
No,
okay.
Maybe we visit with the police and see if there's any reportings of a grenade going off in the area.
Everything seems to be a bit of blur. It was it was dark, nighttime.
Okay. Time of year.
Hard to say.
It wasn't snowing.
Okay. Yeah. Just an evening. The car that approached you seemed nondescript, but for the remainder of your drive, I'm sure that you are watching every car that comes by.
Oh yeah.
Attempts to pass you, white knuckling the seat. But after a short while, you arrive at the Baron's apartment complex.
Should we talk about how we want to approach this, since in the...
We are just some strangers wandering up to a dude.
Right, and the article made it pretty clear that he was asking for privacy while he tried to sort things out.
But it was published in the paper.
That's fair.
You see a lot of cars out here.
Oh. Media, like? All,
yeah.
Not sure. I mean,
with an old-timey press badge and all.
Seems to be a couple of people going in and out of the building.
All right, I got it. Let's do this. I got an idea.
Wait, would Prince Kasanovich know this man?
He's a baron. I don't know, do they?
They're both Russian.
Hang out.
Russian.
We should probably phone the prince.
Did the prince give us any sort of, like, letter of introduction?
No.
No writs were hidden.
No, the best he could give you is a description of the girl.
That's kind of useless.
Mm-hmm. And money.
Yeah, he was all right.
We could always ask the dudes, like, we're on behalf of the prince.
Yeah, we could say that we're there on behalf
of... Or we could say that I'm an alienist and I help people recover memories.
Or we could do both together. Yeah. Nice little intermingling of, we're here on his behalf, he sent this person, we're with her.
Yeah. Or do we want to obscure his involvement just in case these two are at odds? Or
yeah, let's open with your professional.
Yeah, we can hold off on the thing, and then
if all else fails, I'll claim to be the second coming of Carl Grossman and see where that gets us.
Probably not a good spot.
Fucking far.
That would probably get a shot in a car.
Oh God!
I have a feeling explosive outcome to
maybe getting that. Potato masher grenade up your bunghole.
That's a different game
that may or may not
grenade.
Have released. Bomb on the end stick.
I just...
The only thing that can kill Ted. So they can...
Oh. Interesting. Yeah, I totally didn't know what that was. I was just like, oh, it looks like a potato masher.
Cool. I imagine, yeah. It hits the ground that's like a little mashed potato.
Yeah, it looks like mashed potatoes and it goes poof.
Did you have to Google what it looked like?
No.
I had an idea of what it was, but I Googled to confirm, and that's what it was.
Yeah. It's a German grenade. It's mm-hmm. It's like a bomb on a stick.
Yep.
Could you imagine putting that in a potato field and just letting it go?
It rains mashed potatoes.
Yeah. Cooked mashed potatoes, too.
Possibly. God.
Do you then approach the hotel? Or,
yeah.
Yeah.
Or, let's sorry, roll
not,
on up.
Not a hotel. The
we have a, we have a possible inn.
Yeah. Approach the hotel doors.
From the article, I believe, was in the article, I believe, it stated that he has a third floor suite.
Yes.
So you
seems
know
oddly specific
where
to
go.
Put in an article.
Yeah, like, why would you put that in an article?
Please don't bother him at his address, which is,
which is
his
this. Address.
This.
His active hours are blah, 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 blah.
He would not like to be visited between the hours of...
Yeah. 9 to 9.
When you get up there, there is a man standing outside of the door.
Oh.
What's his app?
When you get up there, there's a short 5 to 6 foot long hallway and just a door.
Okay. So he's a suite, basically. It's like a whole floor suite.
That is what you can assume, yes.
Okay.
He's hella cool.
There is a man standing outside the door who kind of stands up a little more upright when you step out of the elevator.
I will approach him, and I will extend my hand and say, good afternoon. Is it afternoon? I hope it's afternoon.
Yeah, by the way.
It's probably afternoon.
Is it a broad-shouldered, barrel-chested man?
Yeah, pretty large dude.
So he looks like a guy that wields a bat?
You don't see a bat.
That's good, I guess.
Flynn got what I was going for.
My name is...
A little bit. You made it look.
I just want to say what I've been thinking about.
You can't. Sorry.
Now you know my pain.
Go ahead. Hold on. Go ahead.
I just introduced myself and I tell him I'm an alienist and I've read the article and I want to help.
And those with you?
They are my students. They are all also in the process of studying to be an alienist and provide me with invaluable feedback.
He kind of looks along, kind of looks around at you, and the one,
y'all look
the only one that he seems a little more curious about is Lottie, who is
sexy.
Does not appear to be a student.
She's got street smarts.
But he has no reason to think otherwise.
Sorry, she's giving him like sexy ass eyes where he's just more distracted by her.
Keep your ass mm-hmm. eyes off me.
He says something to the effect of, we could use all the help we can get. Please go in. And he opens the door.
Lovely. Thank you.
So the article said, please don't bug me. But what you see is essentially a cocktail party of people.
Oh, no.
Fantastic.
Yeah, this is very opposite of what it is. Yeah. And this doorman is not very good at his job. credentials?
He seemed good enough. Go on in.
There are a lot of people in this room. And it is a pretty big, you know, full floor suite. Spot Hiddens.
Would she get any kind of bonus if they are psychology people? Bad.
No, nine! That's really good.
You want low.
Oh, shoot. I forgot how to play this game. Oh, I did it.
I walked into a door or something.
What?
I rolled 100.
I got a 9.
Wait, you rolled 100 and he got 1.
If there's a fly buzzing around, I can tell if it's male or female.
I walked into a door.
He's still outside.
I was like, ooh. I saw double zero and I was like, oh, that's a 02.
Your eyes go directly to like the food table.
All right.
That's all you see. Those of you who succeeded.
I succeeded.
Those of you who succeeded, notice, one, you do see the prince in here. He is speaking to some other people.
Oh.
You're in.
Flynn, you notice somebody that you saw at Romanisha's Cafe. You see Manfred von Killinger.
Oh.
The man with the whip.
It's all coming together. Is it all coming together?
Yes, but what's I don't he know doing? If it's a good thing.
Having a cocktail, speaking to people. Just seems to be mingling.
Does he have his whip with him?
He does not.
It's parked out front.
Damn it.
What, how's he dressed?
Lottie
he's still dressed
it.
In his military uniform.
Okay.
No whip. Just, you know, mingling with people, having conversation.
I'll nudge Adelaide and kind of nod in that direction. And then I'll make a little...
he kind of glances around and you got your out one. So you do notice that he notices you. And he sort of begins to mingle between people and sort of...
Whip guy?
Yeah. He sort of just kind of walks between people and then kind of disappears between other people.
Oh, so he's not walking over to us.
No. He seems to have no interest in speaking with you.
Anything that involves Killing House, I've failed the rolls every time. And in spectacular fashion.
Oops.
Let me try this.
I'm over here eating.
Well, you got an extreme anyway. For a moment, as you walk through... For a moment, you think... Give me another spot hidden. Just you, since you got the extreme.
Got it.
Oh.
At what?
Just regular success.
Okay. You thought at a glance, just as the individual walks out the door, was that Edgar? And then the door closes.
Out of this room into a different room?
Leaving the suite entirely.
Oh.
Leaving the main door.
So how far into the room did we go?
You're in the main room, but it's a large room.
Okay.
A lot of people in here.
So he
Erwin made a beeline for the food table, and we were following him.
Okay.
Lottie has not left his
So the three of you kind of glance, there's the prince. You see, there's Manfred, who then sees you and ducks out, or ducks between people, not out of the room. And then... As you start to turn back, you kind of double take, and you see the back of someone's head that you think maybe Edgar, that has left the room entirely.
I'll just say Eddie.
It's loud in here. You're gonna have to yell at him if you're gonna try to get his attention. However, he has already gone through the door. The door is shutting as you get that glance.
Okay. Yeah, I'll just kind of say Eddie, like Huh.
Adelaide gives you an inquisitive look.
I think Edgar just left.
Lottie meerkats.
Well, go after him.
Don't split the party. What are you doing?
I walk back over with a plate full of cucumber sandwiches, Vienna sausage, and some champagne. Like, they've got quite a spread over so here.
I think the buffet's for anybody, guys.
They got potato pancakes.
Yeah, and this is my third plate.
Oh, I want a cucumber
Lifesavers
salad.
Lifesavers and M&Ms, too.
It's just pretzels. On our table.
And pretzels!
I'll hurry over to the door and just whip it open.
Lottie is on your tail. Even though she doesn't trust you, she's also kind of pulling you, FYI.
As you whip open the door, you hear the ding as the elevator door closes. As the man spins around and kind of looks up at you as the door closes, most definitely Edgar.
Eddie!
Sorry.
Does he seem to recognize us?
He did not seem to react to you. As the elevator begins to go down, you can see the numbers dropping.
Well, that was a little rude.
I didn't follow you out.
You're getting sandwiches.
The man outside the door says, is everything all right?
Yeah, a friend just ghosted us. It's a bad feeling.
Bad feels.
Very sorry.
Thank you for your concern. I go back inside.
Okay.
Edgar's dead to me.
So I think my first move is to go and try to talk to the prince.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what the Baron looks like. I might use him as an intro.
The prince kind of sees you and waves you over.
Excellent.
As you guys approach, he introduces the man he's speaking to as Baron von Kleist.
Perfect.
Nice.
Baron von Kleist.
Can we be like forward about it, or do we want to be a little more like sketchy on how we're like, is this girl the one we've been looking for?
Constantinovich.
Constantinovich.
He says, Baron, these are the people that I've had out searching. And the Baron says, oh, I see. Yes, it's wonderful to meet you.
And I was hoping that maybe we might be able to help Miss Tchaikovsky recover some of her memories.
Yes, the prince has informed me that you are an alienist. Is that correct?
It is indeed.
Well, that will be quite an incredible feat. She doesn't seem to want to speak to too many people, and her memory is very sketchy.
Well, sometimes these things just require a woman's touch.
That is also an option. The only women around here are the maids. Although you do see women in the groups, you know, with their husbands, that sort of thing.
Is she here?
She is. She is isolated herself in her room for now.
Would you be able to introduce her to me?
I believe I could, yes.
Lovely.
He takes you down the hall a little ways to a room where you see a maid standing in front of. He says, Trudel, will you please go fetch some tea for these people?
I like a white tea.
She just sort of gives a curt bow and heads off toward the kitchens. He opens the door, and inside you see a well-furnished suite that houses a bedraggled young woman who matches the prince's description precisely.
Hmm. So we think that this is... Shit, what's her name?
Anna Chekhov.
The first one.
Sasnovska, I believe, was one of the two names.
Yeah, but what was her first name? Shit, I don't remember.
I can't read my notes. It doesn't matter.
All I can see Franziska. On Austin's page.
Franziska.
All I can read on Austin's page is what I wrote, which is blondes and underlined it.
Thank you for your contribution to my notes.
You're welcome.
Pretty sure I called her Franny anyway.
Don't forget blondes. You see a young woman, essentially in like a, you know, some sort of pajama. She's trying to rest as comfortably as she can, but she is sitting up at the end of her bed, sort of crisscross applesauce. And she just kind of looks up at you and then looks back down. She just sort of You know, picking dirt out from under our nails, that sort of thing.
Okay.
Very quiet.
I nudge the Baron. I want him to introduce me to her.
He says, Anna, this is Adelaide. She's here to speak with you.
Thank you, Baron.
The girl just kind of looks up at you and just kind of gives a weird backwards nod.
I do a nice smile that's not creepy or
sorry,
over anything.
For our listeners, there was a huge thunderclap that just happened outside right as you guys got introduced. I don't know if that's an omen.
Oops.
But that's probably.
It's going to be a fun day.
I do like how Anna gave us the sup heads up. The sup.
Sup.
I think Tyler and I both just heard that. We were like,
well, okay, maybe we need to go back a little bit because I think at this point it's probably best for me to speak with her alone. I don't think having extra people in the room is going to be beneficial.
The Baron doesn't seem to mind. He doesn't seem to think it's an issue.
Okay, that's fine.
Is cool. The prince with us?
No, the prince has backed off. He is allowing you guys to do your thing.
Is there any open seating and or a table I can sit at that is not going to be actively used by
me? Yeah, I mean, there's a small chair next to the bed. It probably looks like a maid or someone who has probably been sitting with her.
Gotcha. I dig stuff out of my pocket, start fiddling the clock.
All right.
That's what I do when I'm got nothing to do.
Lottie's going to be like over your shoulder, be like, what's this? You know, the whole lean where the boobs are the full lean, not anything else.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I adjust because I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Well, hat.
A boob hat.
I need three rolls from everybody. First, I need a spy hidden.
I'm good at these.
Ooh, I got that.
Uh-oh. Did not.
At a hard. Got a 16.
Got extreme.
So the two of you notice pretty immediately that she has some scarring on her neck and her hands.
Hmm. Probably from Grossman.
Saw it coming. That's why I stopped.
Yeah.
she has
from Grossman
or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
would assume
you would assume sure. I need intelligence rolls from everyone. Sorry, I only need intelligence rolls from the two of you.
Okay. I got a
good. Thank God.
Extreme.
Ooh.
Got a 9.
Do you want to roll your intelligence?
You as well.
Oh,
you succeeded the spot hidden, so give me an
intelligence roll. Oh, gotcha. I thought you were pointing at Amy. Ooh, 8.
Dang.
Jerk.
Wow. By one.
I'm changing my
dice.
Wow,
I know, right? Extreme.
You do realize that a lot of these scars appear to be human bite marks.
Oh.
Ooh.
Now I need a second spot hidden roll from everyone.
That was better. Got it.
Didn't get it.
Nope.
Got it.
Frederick, as you continue to kind of look her over, you see a large triangular scar on her bare right foot that appears to have been made by a bayonet, which you would recognize for sure.
Hmm.
As a military man or former military man.
So I'm going to walk to the opposite side of the bed and ask Anna, do you mind if I sit?
She doesn't say anything.
Okay. I will take that as a yes.
What language are you speaking, right?
Oh, that's fair. I mean, I would be speaking...
German.
Okay.
So she doesn't answer me.
No, she does not answer you.
I'm going to try it in Russian, which I have to make a roll for, right?
Mm-hmm. It's not, it's not your prominent language.
Oh, I got it.
Yeah. By what?
She kind of looks at you a little bit, but still doesn't really say anything. And the Baron kind of says, she doesn't seem to want to speak her own language. In fact, it seems to upset her.
What language does she like to speak?
We do speak German when she does speak. But as I said, she's very frightened.
Of course.
So Franziska was hanging out in the Polish section, right?
She was pretending to be a Pole, I felt.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, these are the clues you were at least given.
Well, yeah. The reason I ask is because Lottie can speak some Polish. So she didn't know if...
Try it.
Trying a little bit
of
something.
You can try.
Okay.
What are you saying to her?
Just
hello.
Hello, how are you? What language would you prefer to speak in? I don't know. My Polish is not very high, so I'm really sorry, guys. Ugh.
Oh, buddy.
Spend luck.
I'm going to spend the 8 luck and just see. Why not? Okay. Let's do it.
Oh, dang.
You spend the 8 luck. You can go ahead and spend the 8 luck. She looks up at you and responds. I don't know what the Polish word for German is, but whatever the Polish word for German is what she prefers.
Okay. Okay. So then Lottie would tell you that and say that she would prefer to speak German.
Thank you. So
it's interesting that she also speaks Polish, though.
Yeah.
Just making that.
She knows at least 3 languages.
Right. What is it?
It's like a J and an upside
Unless
down.
Unless she doesn't know Russian, and that's why she doesn't prefer to speak in it.
No, that's how you pronounce German. It'd be that one.
The
Niemiec. Yeah.
N-I-E-M-I-E-C-K.
Is there a talk back button on it? Google Translate?
There might be a
Niemiecki. Niemiecki.
There you go.
Niem.
I make when I eat lifesaver.
It definitely just sounds like you're making a mouth noise. It's a German.
At this point, Adelaide, it's going to take some. It's going to take some rolls, or a roll, a good successful roll, to really kind of break her open.
Okay.
You're looking at probably persuade, charm, psychoanalysis, which I think you have.
Yes.
Whichever is best for you on those.
Yeah. I mean, I have 75 psychoanalysis.
That's probably a good one to go with.
Mm-hmm.
And you got luck.
And you got some luck.
Yeah.
Lottie has 1 on psychoanalysis.
Oh, that's a 5. That's a 5.
Extreme success.
So I'm going to just...
Would you like to spend luck? Would you like to spend 4 luck to make it a critical success?
Wait.
Yes.
You
I didn't know that was a thing I could do.
Thing you basically do. Stuck your fingers into her brain.
Started mooshing around in there.
Mooshy, mooshy, mooshy.
She seems to be willing to speak. Okay. So... Whatever
so, I mean, I would just I'd start out with introducing myself, explaining what I do. I'm an alienist. It's my job to help people like you. And I know that you're going through a really difficult time. And I think that helping to remember it would be good for you. So if you're amenable to that, I would like to help you maybe try to regain some of your memories.
She says, okay.
So, can we start out with you telling me what you do remember?
She says, I recall being pulled from the canal, but I don't remember what motivated me to jump off of the bridge.
Do you remember anything before being pulled out of the canal?
Vaguely. I remember the name Franziska. Franziska Szymskowska. I used it as an alias.
To protect yourself?
Yes.
Do you remember why you needed to protect yourself?
No.
Okay.
But I tell you, in the strictest confidence, I am the Grand Duchess Anastasia. And she says
Anastasia.
That. She says that, like, with a deadly stare.
Okay. So she believes it?
Yes.
Okay. What do you remember that makes you feel so strongly that you're the Grand Duchess?
She just says, I know that I am, and then she begins to tear up.
Okay.
And as she begins to cry, she begins to really open up and says, I remember being on the run. I was knocked unconscious by a grazing bullet from the Bolshevik firing squad. Woke up under the dead bodies of my family. A soldier by the name of Alexander Tchaikovsky found me. He spirited me away. I fell in love with Alex and married him. I bore his child. Only I had to give it up for adoption.
Mm.
Alex passed away in Budapest, and I fled alone to Berlin. And then I remembered this man, Grossman. He attacked me, And she did. She begins to like hyperventilate, mm-hmm. like getting super. And she begins screaming.
Oh.
I can see the attack play out in front of me. In front of my eyes. His eyes. It's the eyes that see through your very soul and condemn me to hell. And then she just sort of breaks down.
Yeah. Don't look at her, Frederick.
As she begins to break down, you all hear the sound of a crash right behind you. And as you look back, sort of a little bit in shock because you were obviously focused on mm-hmm. what this young woman was saying, you see the maid, Trudel, standing there, hands open, looking down at the tray of tea that has fallen. The Baron sort of grumbles and begins to yell at her. Can I get a spot hidden?
Nope.
Dang.
Got it.
No.
Nope.
That's an extreme on my end.
You just roll all them eyeballs.
Wait,
shots.
No. Never mind. I didn't get it. Ooh. It's 70, right?
Yeah, but did I knock it when I rolled mine?
I thought I rolled a 17.
But I saw a 17.
Okay, you knocked it with
my dice. I must have knocked it with my dice, because my dice were right there.
You're the only one that succeeded?
Yup.
Roll me sand.
Yay! Got it.
Okay, hold on to that. as you guys watch this woman, she sort of very slowly raises her head up, and her eyes have gone white.
What?
As she reaches in her apron and pulls out a butter knife. And what you notice, Frederick, is the shadow cast on the wall does not appear human. It appears humanoid, yet tall, spindly, lanky.
Slender Man!
Slender
Man. No!
Very sharp features.
Nosferatu.
And Anna looks up and screams, "Those eyes, I've seen them before." Hey everyone, thanks for listening. Berlin, the Wicked City, written by David Larkins with Mike Mason and Lynn Hardy. If you'd like to keep in touch with us, you can find us at Fans of the Rancor's Brothel on Facebook, Rancor_Brothel on Twitter, and now you can find us on Discord. Just search for the Rancor's Brothel.